Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. And this one is going to be extremely, extremely special. He is charismatic. He is one of the best bassists to come out of Jamaica. He is an arranger, singer, songwriter. He once led the 60s group known to the world as the Eptones. He was born Leroy Sibbles, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony, please do the honors and introduce our very special guest. He has arrived all the way from Kingston, Jamaica. Go ahead and introduce the guest, Anthony.
Yes, well, I am honored and it's a pleasure to welcome to Mic Check this morning Mr. Leroy Eptones Sibbles OD, and we have to give him his title.
Yes.
As Kia slowed to rock steady in the mid to late 1960s, Sibbles occupied a key position at the 13 Brentford Road studio owned by Sir Coxon Dodd. And when Sibbles as lead vocalist of the Eptones, he was among the most prolific and influential groups of the Rocksteady era. Signature Eptones songs included Baby, Get in the Groove, Ting-a-Ling, Fatty Fatty, which I think was banned from radio, Got to Fight, On the Top, To the Top, Party Time, and Sweet Talking. And as a solo artist, he, of course, worked with Mr. Lloyd Bulwarky Barnes, Lloyd Parks, Sly and Robbie, Augustus Pablo, Lee Scratch Perry, and a host of other producers. He actually moved to Canada, where he won a Juno Award, recorded an album for A&M, and cut several albums for Micron record label, including Strictly Roots, a heavy drum and bass album by the Roots Radic Band. Beyond his work as a singer-songwriter, Sibbles contributed as a bass player to the collective output and enduring legacy of Studio One, and is perhaps, and I would say, one of the greatest achievements at Studio One.
Yes.
Of course, when you talk about some of the big songs that he played bass on, you're talking about Freedom Blues, Love Me Forever, How Can We Forget, Sata Masagana, Declaration of Rights, Queen Minstrel, 10 to 1, Real Rock, and Philip. In recent years, Rasklim, he has actually worked on new material at his studios in Kingston. He, just earlier this year, he told me that he recorded a song with his longtime friend and Studio One partner, Ms. Marcia Griffiths.
Wow.
And that song, I'm told, is doing extremely well on the charts. Will he perform that song, Rasklim?
We never know. The man is a superstar. In the background is Star Dub. Listen to the bass line. Our very special guest on Mic Check this Saturday morning, the bassist himself, the singer, songwriter. Good morning, Mr. Leroy Eptones Sibbles. How are you, sir? How you doing, Leroy?
I don't know what you guys are drinking as well. I think it's afternoon. Yeah.
No, man, don't worry about it, man. You see,
Yes, man.
Okay.
But after an intro like that, I'd want to say nothing more.
Leroy, say nothing more. I could not believe he was talking to one individual. He was talking about one individual. All of those things that Anthony mentioned.
Hmm? But you guys have the whole history, which I am really, really pleased, man.
You know, Leroy, you're going to have to kind of pay us for that little history there, you know. But we'll let you slide for now. How are you doing, Leroy? How is everything?
I'm a bit tired. I'm coming back from a triple date, a whole weekend date. I never knew I could do that, boy, man. It was the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Boy, when you're getting up in years, man, those energy that you use, where you think you had.
Yeah.
You know? Now you wish you had.
You know, Leroy, I remember the last time you were here, you know, and we were live in studio. You were here with Ken Booth, and, you know, we're doing Grooving in the Park, and we're talking to you and Ken Booth. We're talking to Daddy U Roy and, you know, Ibo Cooper. You know, we were celebrating Rocksteady. And I remember looking at Leroy, and I'm saying, no, there's no way Leroy could be close to up where with them say Leroy I got. I'm saying, no, man. Leroy look like him about 45, you know?
Oh, gosh. That's why I'm in love with him, you know?
So, Leroy, let's talk about Mr. Leroy Eptones Sibbles, the journey.
Yes.
And I want the listeners to understand where and how this all came about. Take us back, Leroy. Take us back to a young Leroy Sibbles. What attracted you to music first, sir? What attracted you?
I guess it's all destiny, you know, but it all started out like my grandmother, my great-grandmother, they are revivalists, you know, African style, you know, rap head and play the drums and, you know, them set some tables and real African roots thing, you know what I mean? So that's the first form of music that I really encountered growing up. Now, the next stage of that now is me and my mom, we are both the same sign, you know? So we really get along together. We're cool. We're Aquarians, you know? And we love music, too. We love the same thing. We have the same passion, you know, in life, you know what I mean? And I love her so much. Love my daddy, too, you know? They're both alive, too, you know, give thanks.
Yeah,
I don't know much longer, but they're still here. And it's another blessing, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, man, my dad got 97 this year. My mom is 90. So, you know, so my dad was 7 years when they met, you know? Putting the thing together, forget Lira, come out the thing, guys. They know that Lira had things to do.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely.
A compliment. You know, to achieve, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, man. You know, so me and my mom on Sunday evenings now, we used to, after the rice and beef set and thing, you know, we eat and thing, we used to sing a lot of duets. And I realized from back then, I was able, we were singing songs like some Keith and Enid, you know, some two people harmony stuff. And I was always, as a little youth, remember I talk about that time, it was about 10, 11 hours, if so old, you know? And I was always doing this. And when we were singing and I'm singing back what we heard or singing from, you know? I realized that I was, harmonies was a natural thing for me, you know? I was doing this with ease, you know?
Yeah.
And doing it good.
Right.
Because, we're having fun. I can remember even the first time somebody said something that made me think, you know, about music and all of that. Is this man? My mom had like a nightlife shop where they sell, you know, a little thing where, this man was on the pavement outside the shop, you know, and there was them times there was one radio we had, you know, the Radio Fusion.
Yes.
The very first radio that we had in Jamaica. That's way back then, you know what I mean? And there was an instrumental, American instrumental music being played on the radio. Instrumental meaning music without
in the lyrics, yes.
For some people who might want to know what that is. So I started, you know, just a sing, my own song, you know, not even knowing, you know, what I've been doing, but just a sing a song to this thing and thing.
Right.
That the man looked at me and said, but why? Oh, you know if you do that. But the drawing of myself and said, wait, grab me, I do something. You know? To get his attention before you make a statement like that. You know what I mean? He must hear something.
Right.
And that was the first time like that. Now, when I was much older now, leaving senior school, my mom took me right away to Maxwell Avenue and Gem Road to learn trade, you know? And took me to a guy who was doing, he was a welder, you know? Just came back from America. I think it was America, and opened this welding shop. So we got there early because it was just opening. You know, so he took me. My mom took me there, and he took me in as an apprentice. And I did about a year, or you know, a little more, or more or less. You know, there. But I picked up so fast. You know that. You know, in a few months, I would say, I can't tell exactly how long, but it was a long time.
Right.
I was presented with a sheet. You know, what they call that.
Blueprinted. Right.
Yeah, blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
me alone, I'd go and give him project, my own project.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know, so, yeah, so the talent was showing even from back then, even like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes. So while doing that, I used that the firm. I was running a thing they call a partner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It, some people have different names for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you're putting your weekly money, you get your draw, you know.
Suso.
Like one of the names.
Yes.
Among names, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So, yeah, when was my draw? Collecting my first little lump sum like that.
Mm-hmm.
From my, yeah. Guess what I'm doing?
By record.
By a guitar. Acoustic.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. And what motivated that kind of move
mm-hmm.
was a little group was being formed in Trenchtown during that time
mm-hmm.
before I got bought the guitar and I was there, you know, doing harmonies in that little group. There was a girl lead singing. Mm-hmm. I forgot what the group was called exactly right now, but she was lead singing, and me and another youth named Winston
mm-hmm.
what was doing backup singing,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. So there and then that's where I got my first musical thing with other people too, outside of a family thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Think advance as you go along, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, we are chatting this Saturday morning with the one and only Mr. Leroy Eptone Sibbles. Yes, indeed, the bassist himself, singer, songwriter. The man once led the Eptones, the 60s group, right around the Rocksteady era. But the singing part of it, Leroy, before we even go back to the bass part of it, because there's some...
No, we're not going back to... We're not reaching bass.
We're not reaching bass yet. Yeah.
I didn't sing anything now, go to.
All right.
That's the development from the beginning.
Right.
As far as we can go, you know, because my thing long still, you know.
I know, man, but listen to this now. Listen to this tune. Listen to this. Listen to this tune.
Yeah.
It got everything, ladies and gentlemen. It's got the beats. Leroy. Party time.
We're having a party night.
That's right.
We're everything will be alright. Come on, everyone. It's time that we should.
No, Leroy, you have an acoustic guitar. You and your mother been singing over Rice and Peas from Sunday day time, from long time ago. No, you reach now this little group now and you sing back up. Take us from there now. How did this blossom into Leroy playing the bass and Leroy becoming lead singer at the Eptone? How did this all blossom into that?
So while me and this... We pick up from me and this, I'm doing backups with this little group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Earl and Barry, which became the Eptones, Earl and us over there going on with a little thing on the street corner, evening time,
mm-hmm.
you know? And on the street corner, you know, lane corner, because I don't know lane with it, Trenchtown with it, you know, the ghetto with it.
Yeah.
And them times, the unpaved road, so a lane, dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. So, I get a picture, you know, so
yes,
I can see exactly what all things there. They heard of us, and look like them two used to double in their own music over there and thing. I heard came over with a guitar too,
mm-hmm.
acoustic guitar, and Ian Barry, and they came introduce themselves and said them here of us, and we all met then, and you know, we all used to jam together now, and we became, you know, relatively friends. And
mm-hmm.
So that my original group broke up. And that gave me that's where the Eptones came in.
Wow.
Then these two guys came up and said, there was a man downtown called Ken Lack.
Uh-huh.
They heard of him wanting new
talent.
You know, new act. New act, new talent. And so I said, what opportunity? So I said, that sounds good. I got with my acoustic guitar away. I sat down and I wrote my first two songs.
Mm-hmm.
One called Gunman Coming to Town. Another one called Schoolgirls.
Ah.
I mean, I knew them practice like about 3-4 nights raw, you know, because we've been together an open time or nothing. But we want to catch this opportunity, see what's happening with us. And it's like, our destiny was set from longer time, because we went there and we were accepted, you know, and we recorded these two songs. You know what I mean? I heard myself on the radio because the songs were released, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I heard Gunman coming to town, man. I was never so excited after that.
Anthony.
Yeah, boy, I'm listening to the history, and boy, it's really...
You remember that thing about the British are coming? I started to run, when I heard it on the radio, I started to run through the tracks, and I said, listen, I mean that! Orlando, listen!
Wow.
But Leroy, I was actually...
The headphones are coming.
I was actually listening to a live concert, and boy, to see it live is really great. And I was listening to this concert, and you went into a liquor section where you started to, because all of these great rhythms that you work on, and a lot of the people don't know, and you're playing some of them. And then you went into past the coach up on the left-hand side. And I want you to just take us back to the recording of that song, because the Diamonds, you know, did a track on that rhythm. And I know that group from, that young group from England.
Okay.
They did their own version of it.
All right. Well, drop the king, because anyone who wants to take it, you know, we're dead. All right. So, well, I'd have to tell you this now. After Jackie Mitu left Studio One, Jackie Mitu was the one who introduced me to the bass guitar. So I had no intention of playing a bass.
Okay.
Right? So there's another story before I could go to that, all right? Because people want to know how I got to play the bass, too. I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Go ahead. You know, because I need your permission, too.
Yes, man. Yeah, man.
Yes. Good. All right, so... because of Fatty Fatty was banned, Jackie Mitu did an instrumental called Ram Jam on the same rhythm track, on the same Fatty Fatty music track. Him doing play mad and thing and in Ram Jam. Ram Jam could be played because it's an instrumental, you know. So it went number one on the radio. So it's like the Eptos created Jackie Mitu. We really bossed Jackie Mitu.
Right.
So he started to put out albums and became a solo star. From just a musician. So he called me one day and said, Leroy, I have a gig, you know, that I have a drummer and I'm going to play, but I need a bass man. Somehow, you know, don't have a bass man. So I said, he says, I don't want you to play the bass. I mean, he realized that I was capable. Because I'm a great musician, you know. You know, so, and so he saw that in me. So I said, BS, I never touch a BS yet. He said, yeah, man, come go to the studio. Me and him go inside and him go around the Amanaga and then start to play the song. His album. I said, these are the songs we're going to do. Start playing one of the songs. This is the bass line. Actually, he was playing the bass on the foot pedal. There's a bass foot pedal on the Amanaga.
Right.
I don't know if you know, they realize that. Yeah, so he was playing the chords and playing the piano, because as a first musician, I saw play, you know, two instruments. But then I've never seen that before. I play piano with the left hand and the organ with the melody on his right hand, you know? And his foot. On the foot pedal playing the bass. I practiced the bass with him about 3 days. You know, we practiced. On Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we went to the Tit for Tat Club and we burned it down for about 2 months or more. You know? Oh, yes. And that's where this was born. So while Jackie Mitu left for Canada and they wanted a studio, what do you call that now? Arranger, and you know, to carry on.
Right.
So they went for the great man called Ernie Ranglin. You know, and a lot of big names, because they never know me as
Arranger. Right.
Thing. But they tried everyone else, and nothing could happen. But me and this band, you know, like Phil Kalinda, Robbie Lynn, and then we played before we started the Soda One band thing. And that's how we all got to the Studio One band playing too, you know, because there was a thing called Ken Booth and the Swinging Kings that we did a little tour of thing, and that's how we came together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I recorded a couple of songs for myself. I think a song that made them say, go on, Leroy, with this thing, you know, is I Shall Be Released, because some other people play that a version of it,
right,
for us, for their tones too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was trash.
Right.
And I said, oh, let me and these guys give me a chance to create a rhythm for that.
Right.
So that when you play that, that is my first recording that I did, that everyone said, that they said, Coxon said, oh, well, look at this, you know.
Ah.
And yes, so I started recording before Jackie left too. I played a couple of songs, Baby Why, I can remember. You know,
mm-hmm.
Jackie gave me the bass line for that. Baby Why. You know, the cables?
Mm-hmm.
Baby Why. And I found my own bass line for the flip side of that 45. What kind of world are we living in?
Now, the mere fact that you repeat it 3 times, Baby Why? The mere fact that you repeat it 3 times,
yes.
Baby Why? Leroy Epton Sibbers on the bass line. Wow. Big tune. Ladies and gentlemen, history in the makings. The legendary Leroy Epton Sibbles, the bassist, the singer-songwriter from the Eptones. Now, Leroy, you have some serious dubs. You have some serious dubs that you have played on, you know. And when we take the break and come back, we want to get into some of them along with some of your music. But the last time I witnessed you with a bass in your hand,
I think you're going to do it again, you know. This show coming up.
I'm
going to draw the bass and draw some of this.
Boy.
I'm bundled on the place.
You better call if I have
to draw one of the things. I'm bundled on the place. Hey, can't say we never tell him, you know.
Can't say we never did. I warn you.
Warn you.
Why? Leroy Epton Sibbles, ladies and gentlemen, he is our very special guest this Saturday morning on Mic Check. The Kochi dub is going to take us up to the top of the hour. Take a listen to this next dub, ladies and gentlemen. Leroy on the bass line. He's legendary. You know, Anthony, I'm not sure if you were at Rebel Salute. I think it was 2018. And Leroy took the bass. And Leroy
I know. But
Leroy took
So this song, I know we're talking about this coaching. It's not a cut. As I said, name original, you know, name Full Up.
Full Up.
It's an instrumental I made, mm-hmm, because that day we didn't have nobody to make vocal music for.
Mm-hmm.
It was a day when we didn't have nothing like that. So, but I just say, all right, come on, we'll make some instrumental.
Yeah.
I made 2 instrumental that day.
Mm-hmm.
So the coach is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I realized that most of my bass lines,
mm-hmm,
can you believe that Leroy Sibbles is a part of many, many Jamaican singers' career?
Listen, Leroy, people just don't know that, you know, because they...
Many.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from Barry Salmon, come right down the line, you know, me talk about Sanchez, all of them, the Palmer Bass line, with them, you know.
Definitely. Leroy, all your thoughts. We're going to take a 3-minute break. Get a glass of water. When we come back in 3.5 minutes, we will continue.
Two the money for me.
Yes, man. It. Definitely. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Leroy Sibbles. On Sunday, May 29th, Leroy Epton Sibbles, alongside Sister Marcia Griffiths, alongside Johnny Osborne, backed by Derek Barnett and the Statement Band, inside the Capitol Theater, Legends in Concert. We'll be right back.
and this is the original Chronics representing, and I say, you're listening to Grooving Radio with the original Rasclem on 93.5 WVIP FM. Keep it grooving, and we will keep it moving all the time, every time. Ease out.
Saturday morning, right here on Groovin' Radio. Midnight Dub, it's call. So, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you back to the final 25 minutes of Groovin' Radio's presentation this Saturday morning. It is the Pen Relays weekend. We are in Philadelphia, and our very special guest this Saturday morning is the charismatic singer, bassist, arranger, singer-songwriter, Leroy Eptone Sibbles, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Mic Check. Anthony Turner, our writer, is also a part of the conversation. Now, Leroy, welcome back, sir. Yes. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, when you hear a bass line, like the bass line you're playing on these songs,
yes,
when you think about it, Leroy,
yes,
did you ever imagine when you first got that acoustic guitar,
yes,
did you ever imagine that Leroy Eptone Sibbles would have been such an integral part of so many Jamaican artists, but such an integral part of Studio One? Did you imagine that, Leroy Sibbles?
Hey, I sang a set of lyrics on the Kochi,
mm-hmm,
and it answers your question. You know, it says, "I didn't know what I was doing when I made this one, when I made this one."
Mm.
"I didn't know one rhythm could have lasted so long." "Like, come hear this. Mighty Diamond call it Kochi. And every singer and every DJ want touch it."
Ah. But, you know, Leroy, the talent. I mean, you said you'd learn trade as a welder.
I still know it, you know.
Still know it, huh?
It's still inside of me, man.
Wow. But the singing part of it and the bass part of it, your history in Studio One, Leroy, in about,
yeah,
and I know the time is limited.
Before you go further,
mm-hmm,
I want your hat to, you know, mm-hmm, the most of them harmonies there, you know, just me and Barry Eptone, I used to arrange the harmonies. I used to work and love everything. I used to live at Studio One, you know.
Right.
I used to bab and the tune, them and hear some of them,
yes,
and were, mm-hmm, them harmonies and things.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Barry Eptone, and a lot of that harmonies, you know, inside that Studio One. I was glad and to be doing all these things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
mm-hmm,
yeah, man, I put everything in there, man.
You can see it.
I sing a tune about when you turn and you walk through that.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you know, Leroy,
and it enhances the song so much,
mm-hmm,
that it come like it will be a different, because I don't have that.
Yeah.
Now that you know this song.
Yes, but you know, Leroy, the fact that you mentioned, and Anthony, you mentioned it also, that you mentioned the Mighty Diamonds. And we got the sad news just a few weeks ago that Tabby was...
Oh, no, I can't get over that.
Right.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you look at the fact that just days later, Bonnie, actually, who has been sick, who has been ailing for some time, he passed away that same week. So 2/3 of the Mighty Diamonds left us in less than... Just like that. You know, the music...
What is life? What is earth, man?
Right.
What is destiny?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, that is why when an event such as this one, Legends in Concert, yourself alongside Johnny Osborne and the legend...
What a great legend.
Marcia celebrating 58 years in music, Leroy. Can you imagine that? 1964.
That's true, man.
Hmm? 1964, Byron Lee, uh-huh, and the Dragoneers put Marcia Griffiths on a stage for the first time.
As a young little girl,
and look at the end result.
And she don't come off all now.
I'm telling you, boy. I'm telling you, boy.
Put her on there and she's still up there right now.
I am telling you, Leroy.
Hey, come on. Hey, there, sugar dumpling. Let me tell you something, girl. I've been trying to say your name. You look so sweet and you're so doggone fine. I just can't get you out of my mind. You become the sweet taste in my mouth now.
It's called grooving.
And I want you to be my spa so that we can live happily now in a great big old roomy house. And I know you got your groove, baby.
Now, Leroy, take us through one of your performances when you're on the stage and you're looking out at a sea of people like you did at Grooving in the Park, and Leroy Sibbles is behind those microphones. What is the feelings that is going through your mind, the man who's singing up there to these thousands of people?
Hey, I know I was born for this, you know. When I was like, I used to get a reoccurring vision. You know, people just get dreams and them things and something. But can you imagine getting something for years?
Mm-hmm.
Not like every night, but it kept coming over and over that I was floating about the height of a telephone pole. this is before I got even famous or got popular, you know.
Mm-hmm.
From I was a kid, always have this vision when I go to bed. That I was floating at the height of a telephone pole and floating, not flying. And people would gather, but crowd would gather and be pointing up at me.
Wow.
And I could never fathom that. And after a while, you know, after grow up being an adult,
mm-hmm.
I realized that, you know, that was my destiny, you know,
mm-hmm.
showing
mm-hmm.
me, you know, me mm-hmm. on stage,
right,
and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you had to do it all over again, Leroy, if you had to do it all over again, would you change anything?
Yes.
What would you change?
I would get a manager that know the business and was in my corner.
Mm. Mm.
You know, because that's the only part of it I wasn't thinking about the financial part of the thing, the way I love what I was in and doing.
Mm-hmm.
I loved what I was doing. I spent the whole week and every week for over nearly 3-4 years at Studio One. They had me on Sundays, they had me doing an audition. I mean, audition Burning Spear.
Wow.
Plus many other people.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And then you know, God gave me this gift, mm-hmm. you know, because this position that I had at Studio One, remember I was a singer, you know.
Right.
So for me to be working with other singers,
mm-hmm.
not a lot of people could do that. You have to keen to do that.
Right.
To me, I find hit bass line for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because some people are very partial, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Some people don't want to add up. No one else go above them or rise or nothing in the business. And you must have heard that many, many times.
Yeah, man.
People fight against someone and mm-hmm. bad mind and this thing. That's for sure the art where I am and have, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Come here, I go through, man. One the best line. That's it.
Right.
And I'm many, many hit. Dennis Brown full album. The album, No Man Is An Island. The first album.
Right.
And me, I play bass ass, man. I'm very called Ass Mouth.
Yes,
Alice.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
a player drums on the whole album. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And every tune from that, man. You check it again.
Greatness.
I'm going to do Wickedest Studio One thing. No Man Is An Island. That's the first hit Dennis Brown put out. And me. See?
You know, Anthony.
After Dennis' album, Can I Change My Mind album, I'm going to play upon the whole life.
Wow.
Thing there. the Paragon. Is that name? John Holt. Yeah, man. Just rob and cheat you. I mean, I'm both based on the whole of that.
But speaking of John Holt, because Anthony, you remember when we used to keep Ken Booth's birthday party?
Yeah, man. And
Ken used to come through. John Holt used to come through. Leroy had to come through. There was just, that was just some memories. But the humbleness about you, though, Leroy, and you just said something that when you hear something good, when you hear a good tune, when you hear a good music, you want to be a part of it. The humbleness.
Exactly.
How did you develop that, though? Because coming...
Mama, you don't develop certain things, and you have a bond with it.
You're born with it, huh?
Like, yeah, man, humbleness is like talent. You can't go learn that now. Every school, you're going to learn that.
And I've recognized that with you for quite some time. It doesn't matter what stage you're on. It doesn't matter who's on that stage with you. Leroy Sibbles is Leroy Sibbles, huh?
Yes, and when we come out there, man, I want to have fun with the people. And them can feel me, because I'm clean.
Mm-hmm.
Them feel my thing. Them feel my clean energy. Mm-hmm. And they respond to it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the pleasure all over the world. People have seen me for the first time, you know? Mm-hmm. And we're lucky in spiritually, man, and it's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, our very, very special guest this Saturday morning on Groovin' Radio, Mike Check, is the charismatic singer himself, the bassist himself, the arranger himself, the songwriter himself, the man who once led the Ebtones, Leroy Ebtone Sibbles. Anthony Turner, your question for Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy. Yeah, man. Well, since we're talking about Studio One and the fact that Marcia going on this bill with Johnny Osborne, tell us about this song you did with Marcia. And will you guys be performing this live for our patrons?
I hope so, you know. It's left up to my sister, really, because I'm willing and ready, you know. But, I haven't heard if she is willing to do it yet.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't both decided on it. I am in there, and whatever she say, you know what I mean. But it's possible.
No, it's because Anthony kind of jumped the gun before we dropped the tune. Let me just reach for the tune. You make me feel brand new. New music
to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you felt my life within your hand.
And I can publicly say this, Leroy, that God bless you and Marcia Griffiths. God bless you and the legendary singers that come out of Jamaica. Because for so many years, you know, growing up a little boy, you know, growing up a little boy, a 60s baby, listening to a Leroy Ebtone Sibbles, who would imagine Anthony Turner that years later, yeah, this little loudmouth Rasta boy from Uptown would be interviewing and chatting with a Leroy Ebtone Sibbles. It is indeed a pleasure, Leroy.
It is my pleasure too, man, to be here on the earth right now, to be corresponding to you young people too right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a total, you know, 360, you know what I mean?
But just think about it, Leroy. The 60s, you have been doing this from the 60s.
Yeah,
we're in the 21st century. It's 2021, 2022.
It's a blessing.
Eh? Isn't that a blessing. Leroy?
All after 2 years of pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was serious time, you know.
very, very serious times. And
we have lost a lot of people during that time. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, we are right now, we are the survivors.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, yes, man, we have to give thanks, you know, Leroy. We really
yes.
have to give thanks. And my final song I want to play this morning, Leroy, and
yes.
and I want you to just, in a few minutes, just break it down, because...
But before you do that, mm-hmm. I want to tell you a few things. I mean, but Jasmine Sullivan, you know, with Leroy to the bass.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, me, queen of the minstrel.
Definitely. But Leroy,
yes.
and listen to the song first, because I know you probably wrote the book of rules while you were in Trench Town. I know you probably wrote those Leroy rules.
Just play the bass.
Yeah.
It was Barry Llewellyn who wrote the song.
No, but no, I talk the song itself, you know. Me, I talk your book of rules, because you have some stern rules.
It's strange, oh, of course. Season.
Don't
wow. Wow.
In long that it capers in, saw the spring. Just while
now, Leroy, when you were growing up,
terrible tune.
I mean, if the tune terrible, you said, Leroy, what do you mean? Them tune are take half people, Eddie, no music.
Terrible tune.
Now, when you were growing up, a young boy, because you must had to write a book of rules that you live by, and that's where I was going with this. A book of rules yes. that you live by, so you could be able to sustain all these years and still remain on top of your game. What was your book of rules like, Leroy?
To love and respect life and people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, man. I'm just simple that, because I was groomed a very special way to say good morning and good. We came from a different time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
That people that in my time who went haywire and AWOL and evil and terrible, them just banned away there.
Mm.
But most people had respect for each other back then, you know.
Yeah.
So it was a different thing.
Yeah, man, we love and respect the item and all the work and everything that you have done musically, you have done as an individual. You know, sometime as man
and
to
me
man.
I tell you, me feel good. I know the rest of the world. No, people don't know. The majority of the world don't know. And
mm-hmm.
it's just a note, because mm-hmm. I realize that if I don't talk up,
mm-hmm.
like it will never be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a secret.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
me say, me depend. All of the people in my past studio one with him,
mm-hmm.
you can I guarantee that even one a Leroy Stable. So
mm-hmm.
I'm a part of many people's career. You know, see?
Yes, definitely.
You know?
Definitely. And you know, Anthony, just being able to talk with a Leroy Stables and listen to his journey, listen to his story, knowing how much he has contributed to the music. And, you know, earlier this morning in our community engagement segment, I was talking to Andrea, the executive producer, about Johnny Osborne, and talk about how Johnny is one of those artists who has not been given the respect and is just due, even after all these years, because
Absolutely.
Folks from the other side, Caucasian folks, embrace and love a Johnny Osborne. And if we would just do the same thing, if we would just embrace and love Johnny just as much as they love him, Johnny Osborne is one of the very finest singers to come out of Jamaica. And people just don't know that. So when we can sit down and talk with a Leroy, Anthony, it's a good thing, huh?
Absolutely. And I remember as a kid hearing Fatty Fatty, as he said, it wasn't played on the radio, but if you go like a party, it was party.
Jukebox, what's that, man? Jukebox.
Big tune, man.
But you know, Leroy, why them band that tune there? Why them band the tune, Leroy? Tell me
because
now.
Because in the mood, I need some food, I'm feeling rude.
I need that.
Why them band the tune, Leroy? Why them band the tune, Leroy?
That's a great time, you know.
I need a fat girl. Fat girl tonight.
Leroy M. Sound Sibbles.
A very, very fat girl. Fat girl tonight. I'm in the mood, girl. I'm in the mood. I
need some food.
Food for thought.
I need some food.
Yeah, that's right. Pull up.
Wow, 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 wow. Pull up the tune.
Pull up. Yeah. You know, it's one thing, though.
Yeah.
You see, all of these versions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love, you know, love and respect them like, oh, they're like those two, the one originals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That, you know. I
that's
a thing there, you know.
That's
yes. Like a real art of the thing there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, man.
Yeah, man.
Well,
I'm only sorry that more time people, you know, play, you mm-hmm. know, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Comes up. Sometimes you look up everything and you don't come and just, that's it. But, yeah, man. But studio and the
foundation.
Authentic music.
Definitely. Yes, man. Ladies and gentlemen, on Sunday, May 29th, it is going to be a very special Sunday evening. Legends in Concert. Sister Marcia Griffith celebrating 58 years in music. Leroy Eptone Sibbles, over 50 years in music. Johnny Osborne, over 50 years in music, backed by the charismatic Derek Barnett and his statement band, Leroy Sibbles. It is going to be a very special Sunday evening. Please go out and get your tickets now. 914-417-1686. That's 914-417-1686. Leroy, we are looking forward to seeing you guys come into town. Historic moment.
Historic fire, you know?
Definitely. My brother, I want to thank you so much for being a part of our conversation.
No problem, man. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. We love your brethren. Love and respect the eye. When the eye come through, you don't know all the things set up. Leroy Sibbles.
All your audiences, big up on yourself.
Definitely.
You guys, big up on yourself.
One love, Leroy. One love.
All right, Leroy.
One love.
Yes, sir.
Take care.